Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beatty. It is Tuesday, the 5th of August at 6:31, coming up 6:32. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the banker, Tom Hayes, who spent 5 years in jail for a financial crime he did not commit, and all the markets at the start of the working week here in Ireland. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Euractiv reports that the EU Commission will suspend countermeasures on €93 billion worth of US goods today, despite Washington's failure to follow through on its pledge to slash duties on EU car exports, Brussels has said. The move comes a week after the world's largest trading partners clinched a much-anticipated framework deal, which both sides said would see most EU exporters, including car manufacturers, hit with a 15% flat US levy beginning this Friday, the day after the EU's retaliatory tariffs were initially set to enter into force. On Thursday, Donald Trump issued an exclusive order confirming the introduction of the flat 15% levy. However, the US president has yet to formally lower the levy on EU cars, which are still subject to a special 27.5% tariff. Most EU exports to America currently face a 10% minimum duty. The reduction of US car duties is crucial for Europe's long-suffering auto industry, which is struggling to keep pace with increasingly fierce competition from Chinese electric vehicle manufacturers. The US accounts for more than a fifth of the EU's car exports. Ken Fox in the Sunday Times reports that OnlyFans creators tried to claim racy clothing and sex toys as tax-deductible expenses in returns submitted to revenue. The platform, widely used by sex workers for pornography, has created headaches for revenue over what performers can and cannot write off as the costs of doing business. Internal emails show discussions over kinky wardrobe items, props, hotel stays, mobile phone costs, and currency exchange from foreign subscriptions. In one tax filing, an OnlyFans user tried to claim that purchases of clothing for use in risque photographs and videos should be deductible. Officials said that they were not inclined to allow a deduction for clothing, underwear and lingerie. The FT reports that Tesla's board has approved the award of 96 million shares worth around $30 billion to Elon Musk as part of a new pay deal after the billionaire chief executive threatened to leave the electric vehicle maker if he was not given more stock. In a filing yesterday, Tesla said the decision was approved by special committee. Following lackluster results last month, Musk renewed his threat to leave Tesla if he was not given more shares after a Delaware judge struck down a pay package that would have been the largest in U.S. history. If reinstated on appeal by Delaware's Supreme Court, the package would increase Musk's ownership of Tesla from just under 13% to more than 20%.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.